Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. With the biggest stories of the day, it's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, Clint is out today. Brandon Scott is in. Somebody on the text line got their feelings hurt about Clint and me expressing that he may have had a... who knows? It's on the table. If he had too many last night. Probably the throat issue. It was jokes. It was jokes. You have to explain that to some people. Some people are...
I mean, Clint wouldn't care. So, friend that's getting all in your feels about it, just relax, bruh.
I mean, have they ever heard Clint do those Coors Light spots?
Have you ever heard Clint do that to Tyler? I have to forget that we have a lot of people in the audience that don't friend the same. I think some people don't give their friends a hard time.
That sounds jokes like boring.
That. Yeah. I just and to that person, hey, you're right. I'm wrong.
Sensitive.
Don't let them tell you how to friend.
No.
Don't let them tell you how to friend, Ron.
They're the right ones. All right. Reggie Bush. I'm gonna tell you this right now, fellas. I am downright shocked that they did this. I gotta say, Tyler, I think your guy did it. I think Club Shay Shay's podcast with Johnny Manziel done it. Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back after 14 years after having to forfeit it. He is now back as a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah!
He can now attend in the athletic club in New York when the Heisman. Oh, I think he shouldn't. I think he should continue to not go. What did Johnny threaten not to go? What Johnny did?
He did, and they couldn't have that. They couldn't have Johnny not showing up.
They can have Johnny mad now.
I believe he said he wasn't gonna be a part of it until this happened.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And it happened. And they let him ride. Listen. I agree with it. I thought it was silly from this standpoint. Listen, I am one, and this may surprise others. I am one, Brandon and Tyler, and buckle up, Tyler, so I'll use the analogy that I used before the show here as well. Like, for me, when there are rules, I think for the most part, like, if there's, you know, consequences to a rule, I think there's a rule you should follow them. I mean, unless we're talking about, you know, you can't come in a restaurant because of the color of your skin or something like that. That is inhumane. Like, something like that, that's ridiculous. But, like, a deal here of, like, hey, man, you can't take money while you're in school. We want you to be a student athlete. And if you are caught doing it, these are consequences. Like, to me, there are rules there. You follow it. Just like all the years where, hey, drug testing. I think it was silly that, I mean, marijuana seems like it's very similar to give you, you know, when you have alcohol that's legal and marijuana can't be. That seems to be really wild with what the effects of both of them can do. But if you know you could lose money and be suspended and the consequence of you smoke weed and you're doing it, you know when the damn drug tests are coming and you fail it anyway, then you get a consequence on here.
I think if you have to work and not get paid, that's close to inhumane as well. But I hear you.
But, I mean, of the consequences
of
that here. Now, where it loses me on the Reggie Bush thing is once we start hearing other Heisman Trophy winners and other college athletes just let you know they took money. There's documentaries out about them taking money.
Johnny Manziel's on the stage.
Letting you know. He's on the stage.
He's on the stage.
And he gets it.
At the presentation every year.
You know it. But then the hell it's off. The hell with the rules, then, because you don't give a damn. I think it should be fair for everybody. So once, you're right, once Johnny's ass got a chance to walk up there on that stage, and it ain't just Johnny.
I'm a party boy.
Cam, once they got to be a part of it up on that stage, like at that point it was silly that y'all just picked out Reggie.
Yeah.
Like he was the only one that done it. That's my whole thought on this deal with him.
But also the rule changes or the changes in the rules and the laws also, to me, expose how ridiculous the original rules were themselves. And I think that, you know, the institutions are having to atone for that. It's like, damn, we took away this man's Heisman because somebody got his mama a house. And now all the Heisman winners from here on out are going to be millionaires when they win the award. You know, like Bryce Young wins the award, is a millionaire. Caleb Williams right now, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, these guys are already rich in college winning the award. And you got somebody who won it but had it stripped from them because they mama got a house. You know, like it's just, it exposes the absurdity of it to begin with. So I'm glad that this finally happened. Now, all that needs to happen from here is now that Reggie Bush is going to get his Heisman back from the Heisman Trophy, now he can do the next right thing, and that's go give his Heisman to Vince Young because that's who actually is supposed to have it. So that's who actually should have won it. So now we can atone for everything.
You sound like a Longhorn fan, B. Scott.
Wow. Reggie deserved that.
B. Scott from Harlem Court.
Reggie, hold on. Now you're disputing. Did you see that in his eye?
Hold on,
Tyler. Look at his eye. He really believes Reggie should not have gotten
now,
the Heisman.
Now that it was wrongfully taken from Reggie, Reggie can now give it to where it rightfully belongs.
Come on, man.
His shelf in his home.
There you go.
How mad were you when Vince?
Invite Vince like,
were you
over.
Were you in denial?
And say, hey, Vince.
Were you in denial leading into that thing?
Here
that Vince
is your trophy.
That?
No, that's a hell of a race. I'm obviously trolling and joking. Shout out to Reggie Bush.
Huh?
Yeah, no, shout out to Reggie
Bush. I'm just
glad
Vince is doing all right, man. I saw Vince in the video after.
Oh yeah, Vince
after
is good.
That other video.
Vince is good,
hey,
man.
Get knocked out. I'm so glad he's looking better.
Oh man, he's tough. He's tough, man. Chin is strong.
That blew me away. That they were gonna sit up there year after year and let Johnny Manziel stand up in that thing and just say, and no offense to Johnny, go get your money.
You ring, baby.
What do you think stopped him? Was you think it was the documentary that it was fully fledged put out? What was it on Netflix?
Just at some point they got to sit up and think like we look stupid. This is stupid. This is dumb.
When they made it legal,
really, really dumb.
If you're Reggie, you go back.
For what? Only if I felt like
it feels like they gave him a standing ovation.
I would only go back either for that, for the standing ovation, or to again make a mockery of it. Like, hey. You know, never left. He also looks the exact same.
They should give him a standing O when he comes in. Yeah. Stop it.
This is like you talked about with the marijuana laws. This is like when everybody, you know, when the police or when the politicians let the people out of prison for, you know, after the drug laws change, or when somebody is found not guilty after the fact, or some shoddy evidence and somebody gets let out of prison or whatever it is. This is kind of like the sports adjacent, you know, sort of thing like that.
Maya Moore's husband.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
How did he pull that off?
Big 3-3, number 2.
One of the most amazing things. I'm pretty sure she's giving up her career.
He might be a con man.
He might be. She's giving up her career.
I'm just saying.
I've watched that four times. I still don't understand.
I understand that He was wrongfully convicted and all of that.
How did he pull that off?
He did go to prison.
She quit her career.
He did go to prison. He might be a con man.
He pulled that off.
He might be a con
man. Go check that one out, Tyler. I know you don't know what we're talking about. Go check out that Maya Moore documentary.
There's a story there.
That is something. And it's just lingering out there. All right, last night, the NBA playoffs. This one was unlike the previous night, Brandon and Tyler. Nobody gives a rat rip about the I just made that up. Nobody gives a rat rip about the Cavs and the Magic. But there were three games last night that I think were interesting. Pacers and Bucks, they got the NBA TV treatment, but it was still a game that I was intrigued by. The Timberwolves just waxed the Suns, and I think Minnesota's in trouble. The Timberwolves just won a game where Anthony Edwards scored 15 points and Karl Anthony Towns scored 12, and they won comfortably. And then the Mavs got a huge win last night, 96-93. And Tyler, I want to apologize. I know I was very adamant about you going after that point total for Kevin Durant. What was it? 25?
25 and a half.
Oh, I thought that was easy. Yeah. I thought that was easy. I mean, Anthony Edwards, I thought, got a little over his head, just letting him have it, calling him an old-ass dude, and just giving it to him. And the way that KD smiled, and, you know, you get a bounce-back game from a great player, and I don't know if there is anybody, arguably, in league history who can just score as easy as Kevin Durant can in history. And I thought, oh, he's going to go off. He's going to give them that work. He obviously did not. Tyler lost that money. What do you have, 18 points? I think he had 18. He was under 20.
He looks old.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, Clint, if you're listening, bro, go ahead and Venmo me that $100.
I am concerned. That Kevin, he wanted to. He wanted to give it to Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
He looks old. He just couldn't. It looks...
So it turns out Anthony Edwards did not let that get away from him. It turns out Anthony Edwards might have been providing a little insight.
He took the game off last night.
He might have known a little something. You know, like that wasn't just bravado.
Like, have we lost Kevin Durant?
As we knew him, yeah.
As great, we've lost him.
I mean, he's still super tall with a great handle and a great shot, but Durant can get anything that he wants?
This seems to have happened quick. And now the haircut doesn't help.
How quick? He's 35 years old. He's been in the league for 50 years, it feels like.
I'm talking about from Kevin being not great to it's not Peyton Manning overnight drop off.
No, it's not. It's not that bad,
but it's Harden. Do you remember how quick it was where James Harden just stopped being that dude that was like it's literally one season James Harden was the James Harden who was always in the MVP race that had the Rockets like viable in thinking if it could go right, if he had the right star with
him, it was the COVID season the Warriors.
And then bam.
Yeah.
He couldn't get around anybody. We thought, oh, well, maybe he needs to lose weight. No, he just couldn't get around anybody. Like, that's what it looks like it happened to Kevin.
Yeah.
You
know what he looks like?
I'm concerned.
He looks like a dude who played on those Warriors teams. He looks like he is the age and Clay peer may, group. He Clay looks like may, he is a peer of those cats.
Clay may be Peyton Manning.
Clay is closer to it. I mean, you remember Clay used to follow around anybody. He could guard any perimeter player. Guard your best perimeter player and then run around screens all game.
And shoot. And now he
can't do any of it now.
He couldn't hit. I mean, I felt bad for him that game against the Kings. He couldn't hit a thing and guard anybody.
Yeah. Clay runs around like he's somebody's giving him a piggyback ride.
Yes.
Like, that's how he runs.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is nowhere near that yet. But is it Durantula, the same dude that we saw at OKC? Or anything like what we saw even when he was with the Warriors, when he was busting the Rockets' ass at that point?
Is he capable of giving you 30 in game 3?
Yeah, no, he's capable of giving you 30 on any given night.
You still think that?
But to just expect it, capable and expecting it are obviously two different things. He is capable, Is it something that you should expect on a night in and out, night in and night out basis? Is it something that I would be betting on, prop bets? Hell no.
What happened to this?
I am not betting on Kevin Durant point totals.
Could have used you a text from you if you were listening,
that,
man.
You felt that way before. You didn't think.
I knew you was a degenerate. I didn't know you was out here betting on point totals for dudes that are our age.
He sounded confident.
Oh, hold on. Steph is our age. He ain't falling apart. Like, this just happened.
Well, Steph.
I was right about a guy who was my age the night before. I gave you LeBron.
Steph has ankle problems. He didn't break his foot, did he?
I was already on LeBron the night before.
I mean, it is just.
And Steph, somebody said Steph Durant, is not a weird size.
Someone said Durant's Bregman.
Oh, that's a good one, Texter. Yo, he's
watching games. I'm concerned.
Damn.
If we get a under 20 point performance in game three again, I looked over there. It was the fourth quarter. He had 11. I was just like, what in the hell is going on?
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, last night the Astros lose game 1 in Wrigley in Chicago, 7-2. And you spoke about it earlier with Tony Gwynn. And this is, like, the Astros have several trends. And I think they all happened in this one game. They tend to get off to just dig a hole starts. That seems to occur. I mean, this was, we got a two-run. Did we get two homers in the first inning?
Two homers.
Yeah. We got a two-run bomb, so much so that my man didn't hurt his ribs. Who's out? Is he out?
Poor little Cody Bellinger. Poor guy.
Cody Bellinger hurt his ribs, I'm guessing, on that home run swing. But they gave up two home runs. It's 5-0. I mean, right out the gate. And then, of course, they had moments again where they couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. And then the sixth inning was just ridiculous. How many catcher's interferences are you going to have?
Yo, can we stop that already? Like, it's one thing for it to be a one-off, for it to be a fluke.
We start a trend? We start the sixth with a walk and a catcher's interference.
A trend?
Here we go.
Come on, man.
And now Tay-Tay strung out. They got a run without a hit.
And it's not like you're good enough to overcome this type of stuff.
No.
You're not good enough to overcome bad baseball. You've been talking about this a lot on the show.
That's just bad baseball. That's the stuff that baseball team tendencies.
They have them. They do have them, man. It's frustrating.
They got them tendencies. Quick. Bad baseball tendencies. Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. They're 10 games under 500 for the first time since 2016.
I don't want to hammer this point home too much with the whole managerial thing, but it does feel like you've got a question. Hey, where's the leadership at? Like, who's the one that's supposed to get them the kick in the tail that they need, or the one that's supposed to pull them aside and say, hey, you know, not to kind of dance around it or to hold their hand through it, but to say, hey, man, wake the bleep up. Catcher's interference. You know, like, I mean, that's just
stuff, Tyler. You have watched them. Brandon, they don't just routinely do stuff like. I know we yell and you lose your mind every time Altuve has a base running blunder.
Yeah,
like it happens a year, but it ain't like
detrimental.
Boy, yeah, it's not like an epidemic.
Right,
like through the years, it's not happening.
But if
they're doing this every time, like they do something stupid.
But if you're gonna be
bad teams do every game, it seems.
But if you're gonna be like an Altuve with base running errors, damn it, you better do something that's bringing some value to the team. Like we don't really excuse it because we make fun of it and we do point it out, but we'll live with it with Altuve,
right?
Because he's gonna bring it. He's gonna produce.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
So like. There's got to be some give and take there. Like, if you're going to have one thing that you don't do well, it can't all be bad. It can't all be bad.
Yeah, they've got to spin this around. All right, coming up, it's Wednesday, a little confident or concerned. Confident or concerned. I ain't going to give the team away yet. This is going to be one where you're going to be like, no, hell no, this is easy. But I'm telling you, man. This team here, I am really intrigued by. Really intrigued by. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, beautiful people. Clint Sterner is out today, but it's all right, B. Scott is in, and you know B. Scott. You hear him right here on these airways, on many shows, but you hear him every single Wednesday on our show, either for Texans Report or Rockets Report at 4:40 each Wednesday. He is on In the Loop every single Thursday at 11 o'clock, and sportsradio610.com. You can find his work there. H-Town Hoops podcast with Adam Spolane he does as well. The very messy Adam Spolane. I do want to get to confident or concern and this team that we'll get to. And I'm telling you, this team, this is somebody I'm really considering putting money on this.
Ooh.
From Tyler. That's where I am.
We talked about this in the break. I didn't know you were going that far.
I am considering.
Oh, wait a minute.
A long-term play, and I'm thinking about talking this over with Tyler on this. We'll get to that in a second.
All right.
But, man, Tyler, did you know Spolane was that messy?
I didn't.
I feel like Brandon has been around him and knew it.
Oh, yeah, I know Spolane
he's
well.
Like,
I didn't know until I saw it.
He's like a guy that stirs the drink and then runs.
Oh, yeah.
Runs out in the back and is sitting on the steps watching.
Yes.
Sloppy.
Watch what happens. And then he slides back in, stirs it again, and then goes back out there and watches.
Oh, yeah. No, he is a social arsonist.
He will.
Wow, what a term.
Yeah, he'll set it on fire.
He's a writer.
And then he'll turn around and kind of be like, hey, what fire?
He will set it on
what
fire.
What fire? Do you smell that? Do you smell? Is something burning?
Who set that on fire?
Yeah, whatever match it was that you lit
sure that
in the
you?
Other room.
What, you?
Yeah. Oh, no. Spo gets down on like, you got to really see. I know y'all sit with him, or you do at least run on press row whenever we're doing Texans games. But he's much more tame because he's up there working, doing those CBS updates, too.
Yes.
But, man, you get him at on a Rockets press row in a Rockets locker room. Astros, too, but Rockets even more so because that's a much more loose kind of press corps. Oh, yeah. Adam will cut
we did
up.
A, we,
Adam
did a cut show, up. We did a show here. One time, and I mean, he cut loose the messiness, and I was so caught off guard, like that time Mike Tyson was looking for his mouthpiece after Buster Douglas hit him. Like I was so caught off guard. By
crumbs
this. Like,
flying everywhere.
What is going on right here? Yeah. And the way, and he was so slick by doing it.
Yeah.
What did you hear? Who might you be talking about?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like he was real slick with it.
Don't let it subtleties fool you, man. Dude's about it.
Shout out to Adam Spolane. All right, a little confident or concern. We do it every Wednesday. We pick an AFC team, and we look at this Texan squad. Are you confident or are you concerned against this one? Now, this one seems like an easy one, and it may very well be one. 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Confident or concerned, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go.
the Los Angeles Chargers. Are you confident or concerned? I'll let you kick it off, Tyler.
Phrase the full question for me again to make sure I get this right.
Confident. Are you confident in
the Texans being better than the
LA Chargers?
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure. That isn't an easy one for me.
Really? I am surprised from you on that.
They were my Super Bowl pick just two seasons ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That got away from
unfortunately.
But we got to stop. You have a – like, people talk about me. You have a real way of chopping people out of the knees because you did that to Herbert, and he was your MVP that year. You did it to Josh Allen last year.
I mean, the last several handful of years for the Chargers, you look on paper at the roster, and I like what I see. I think they should perform better than what they end up doing.
The Chargers did lose Keenan Allen.
Correct.
They're number one. They lost Austin Ekeler, but they do get Gus Edwards back.
I'm leaning confident. Deal.
Confident?
But it's not a heavy lean.
Yeah, I'm confident.
Yeah.
I'm confident, but
And that's obviously what the Texans are now.
Yeah, it's what the Texans are now. Honestly, man, I'm also confident in the Chargers themselves being better than they were. I'm a believer in Justin Herbert.
You have been a believer.
I have been a believer since day one, to be a believer in Justin Herbert. And I'm also a believer in the head coach, in Harbaugh. I think that's a clear and obvious upgraded head coach, not breaking news or breaking ground there.
Go Chargers, they
should be a better football team, but so should the Texans. You know, and if all things are equal, the Texans were better last year. I think they'll be better than they were last year. And so if both teams take a leap, and I expect both teams to take one, then the Texans should still be a step above them. So I like what the Texans have going for them, but that's not as much about the Chargers. Whereas in the past, I think in the past I've looked at the Chargers kind of similar to the Jags as like an organization or a team that can't get out of its own way, can't get right. Now you can make a similar argument about the Texans themselves. I understand that. But I've always...
But a coach can change that real quick.
A coach can change
that. And the quarterback.
And obviously the quarterback. So they have both of those things. So I do believe in them being better. But I'd be confident. Like if you told me, hey, the Texans and the Chargers are playing on any given week in the regular season or they're playing in a playoff game, I'm betting on the Texans.
Seeing confidence on the text line, Chargers are of no matter at all. On the text line,
I wouldn't say of no matter at all, but I do like the confidence.
I think with the Texans, you're ahead of them right now in terms of your culture and everything that you've built under D'Amico Ryans. You're a year ahead of them. They're having to start that right now. But I can see in every way the Chargers, in some form or fashion, replicate what the Texans did last year.
Ooh.
Like I'm talking about – now, yeah, maybe not win their division. I'm talking about win 10 games. I could see them winning 10 games. They were able to keep Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa on that team. They were able to work out their contracts that way to keep them on that team.
Which is important.
And Derwin James as well. They add Denzel Perryman, whatever that means. The former Texan.
He's back home. He's also a former Charger, so he's back home.
There he is.
Brought him home.
I really believe in Jim Harbaugh. And they've got Greg Roman over there too, and those two have worked together with many different style of quarterbacks. I believe in Jim Harbaugh there. I would say I'm confident in the Texans over them right now. Would I be blown off my ass if the Chargers had a similar record to them? No. They got a fourth place schedule. The AFC West is not that strong. I think the South is better than the West.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think Denver and the Raiders are that good.
I bet on that. I'm with you.
And they've got a last place schedule, which kind of means a lot. Like I could see them push to the nine or like to 10 wins and rival a team. Like I think the Texans probably win 11 or 12. I could see them pushing around that. What I will say to this, Tyler, and I would love for you to get me some numbers on this. I wonder what the odds are right now if I made a bet for $50 that the Chargers are going to make the playoffs next year. Like I want to know the odds. Every year we see a team that didn't make it get in flip. That, to me, is the number my number one team this year.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a similar conversation about the Cincinnati Bengals. I feel like the Bengals and the Chargers are the two teams
absolutely
that feel like have
maybe
been.
The Bengals are actually my number one.
Yeah, I was going to say they've been left out of the conversation, and I feel like by the time we get midway through the season, certainly by the end of the season, they will have re-entered the chat.
Yeah, that's I really love. So I'd like to see them odds. If you put a little cash on the Chargers right now, making it to the playoffs, all right, coming up. So
+100.
Really? I don't even know what that means. All right.
Basically like even money almost.
All right, coming up.
He says, I don't know what that means.
It sounds good, though. All right, coming up. We were discussing this before the show, Brandon and I, about this division. The number one fear in this division for the Texans, the number one fear in this division, and it is easy, and no one should poo-poo this at all. We'll discuss that coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I see some people on the text line rolling through. Those of you on YouTube and tweet on YouTube.
One of them things.
Hey, that sounded like a good little ditty.
McDonald's. Whenever I get my tongue flustered, I always revert back to.
I love getting my tongue flustered.
Got to slow down, like Bobby Valentino said.
Slow down.
You know, I just want to get. You know that you was gonna get one of those today, did you?
I don't even know what the hell I was going to say.
Yeah, I about that.
But I had forgotten.
Those about YouTube and Twitch.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, hello. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us as well. Brandon Scott's in the building. Clint is out today. Before we get to, because I've seen some people texting already, the biggest one, I'm curious, because I got it. I mean, I'm not going to say there are right or wrong answers, but there's some wrong answers to this one. There's really only one. And, like, I'm not even going to go around the horn to get it, because I'm going to express what the right answer is. And then obviously, you can, I guess, chime in if you disagree and you want a wrong answer. But there is one.
I feel like you're safe here.
Okay. No, no, not me. No, they're going to be just going to disagree anyway. Half of them are Tyler's family members that are going to just disagree.
What?
I get the sense that your family members like to just disagree with me.
My family loves you.
They may love me, but they want to like Linda. Linda loves me. She wants to disagree with me. That's Linda Sterner, by the way. Hope you're feeling better too, Linda.
I hate to tell you.
But I do want to get to something real quick before we get to that. Now, this may be delicate, and there may not be anything to it. I'm just curious and wonder if anybody noticed it like me and Brandon did. Now, Brandon, somebody just said it in our prep. Like, yesterday was the jersey release thing, and trust me, we're not going to do another jersey topic. But the uniform drop and everything was yesterday. I guess we are going to do one.
This is kind of related. Jersey adjacent.
And I know you all went to the party last night, and we'll have to get into that.
Yeah, very, very good party.
And we'll have to save one tomorrow, because apparently, Tyler Clint is really on you about a speech you gave yesterday on the stage. And we're going to have to break that down.
Oh. You didn't like it?
I'll let him when he gets here.
Yeah, well, he should have been on the stage. Wait, he wasn't asked. I was. Sucker.
He didn't get a tattoo.
Focus on that throat, bro.
But don't get like a cornered badger yet. I mean,
I just wanted to get better. Cornered.
That's you at the cornered badger.
In fairness to Tyler, I felt like they brought you out later than they should have. I know you were getting the tat early.
Yeah, they were trying to interview me during the tattoo.
Yeah.
While I was laying on the table.
He sounds like he was a couple doubles in.
I
hadn't drank anything
well,
yet.
But really,
Tyler,
I hadn't.
He had also followed all the best acts. By the time they got Tyler
up
on stage.
Did you follow Andre and...
Yeah.
All the musical acts.
All the musical acts. Andre, all the players had went up, had gone up and modeled the jerseys. Like, everybody that the people had actually gone there to see. And this is not a knock on Tyler, but everybody that was infinitely more famous than Tyler had already been up on stage, and then they bring up Tyler. It's whoa, like, no, you should have been more of a warm-up.
Hold on, though, B. Would you... I mean, I didn't think anything of when I went up on stage early. It was, what, probably 60 seconds, a little over, and it was cool, whatever. But, I mean, do you think I performed badly up there?
I thought you were fine.
Okay. Well, I thought at that point the momentum was not in your favor.
I didn't feel like
he
had
some thoughts and some notes.
I got some thoughts and notes for him.
I know you do. We'll tackle it here.
This is a hell of a tease because I am going to be locked into this segment whenever y'all do it tomorrow.
I know he was hurting, but he texted me. He texted me about that. So we'll be
over to CVS, Clint. Get better, bud.
He is. Yeah, I would have taken him for a Walgreens person. Anyway, 713-572-4610. You take Clint as CVS or Walgreens. All right.
Doesn't your insurance kind of almost dictate?
No. All right. Is it me or is it strange that of all people not really being photoed in the jersey release drops, that C.J. Stroud's not really one of them?
Where art thou?
Man.
I don't know. My thought is maybe they're saying, all right, we're going to like throw it to kind of our other guys because
spread
Tank,
the wealth.
Tank is in that puppy.
Everywhere.
Tank and Nico. Will Anderson is like, he is big time. Like one of the first ones you see when they show the video.
Christian Harris got a lot of run.
Christian Harris. I think even the cover one is
Jimmy Ward.
Yeah. Number 1 and 20 for Jimmy. he got dueling numbers, but the cover one is Stingley, Will, and Tank. And is it Petrie? Cause I know Petrie's in one of them. Cause Clint has been irate about the shoes. So like Petrie. It's really strange. Like now, the Stroud jerseys are all over the place. Like you can, if you look behind us here on YouTube and Twitch, you can see a Stroud jersey back there. But it was something that really jumped out at me when I continued to see it yesterday, and they had it all over their social media platforms.
Will, Tank, Nico, and Stingley.
Stingley, and I didn't see seven. Was just like.
I hadn't noticed this till you pointed it out in show prep, and I do not like it.
It's noticeably nothing. Missing.
Well, first, it's just surprising.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it's anything that you shouldn't like. Maybe he just wasn't there that day. I don't know, but.
We're just not that far removed from a disgruntled quarterback forcing his way out of here.
Okay, well, stop.
But I know it's nothing to worry about.
You didn't have to say those that words. I need a shower.
That is a fan that's been hurt. Right?
Yes.
God, that is.
That's gross, Tyler.
It's disgusting.
That
dude is
a fan that has been hurt.
That's no toilet paper gross.
I mean,
mud butt.
He lit it on fire, didn't he? I thought it would be CJ to be one out front. It was just like, I just think maybe they're spreading the love to the other young stars.
Yes.
I think.
We hope.
I think that would be the explanation to me. I just thought it was interesting. Like, man, CJ's not in any of these.
It is weird.
Isn't it?
Because it's noticeable. I noticed it last night. Somebody mentioned it to me privately. A fan mentioned it to me privately. Noticeable. Also, I don't have an explanation.
That's the only one I can come up with.
I don't feel like you can come up with whatever, but I don't feel like there's a great explanation. I mean, he's been here to do press. He's been here to work out with his teammates.
Piece of positivity.
I think he was here watching the fight over the weekend.
Maybe this is
with with his teammates. Tank was there with him. You know, Laramie Tunsil, Jordan.
Let's hear it from the people. We'll get to the other stuff.
Just a little weird.
Let's hear it from the people. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. What's a viable reason that CJ is not in one of these? And please do not jump to he's disgruntled. Like Tyler just threw out there.
Yeah, don't do that.
I wasn't saying that's what's going on.
I know. I'm just saying don't throw that out. All right. That's it. Is it that maybe he just doesn't model well?
Nah, that's not it.
Do you think he just doesn't look well in the uniform? Like, Tank looks great in it.
Here, I got one.
Like, Will looks great at it. You think he just doesn't model well?
No, he looks fine in it. Yeah. He looks fine in it.
It really doesn't matter, what does it?
Right. I mean, the damn uniforms leaked.
I'm spitballing.
The uniforms leaked on a dude that's like 5'3",
you're right. Yeah,
120 pounds. Behind that. Now, here's my conspiracy theory. And this, I think, is actually harmless, so shouldn't be a big deal. But this is my conspiracy theory. He doesn't actually like the uniforms.
He likes the
maybe he doesn't like them.
He definitely likes the Ohio State.
What if he went up there and said the diplomatic thing, said the thing that he was supposed to say, but doesn't really like them?
From the text line, Ron always trying to start something. More likely, maybe Stroud was on vacation. Okay, that makes sense to you. All the time they've had to roll out these uniforms.
I want to point out what Ron mentioned earlier with Jimmy Ward having photos taken of him in one
and
20. That means that he was doing photo shoots probably before they traded for Stephon Diggs, when he was still wearing number one. And since they've traded for Stephon Diggs, has now done some in his new number, number 20. All of that to say, they've been taking these photos for a little while now.
CJ hanging around with Amber.
See, that's the type of fun answers that we're looking for. The type of lighthearted
not Tyler
comebacks that we're looking for.
We just had a disgruntled quarterback. Hold on.
I'm just saying. It's a lot of pain.
Here you go, people. Ron, stop the conspiracy, please. He just had other commitments. Talk about something else. I'm just saying. This is it was odd.
Yes, I didn't even notice it.
It was odd that they rolled out new uniforms and the face of the entire franchise.
Yeah.
Wasn't in it.
I mean, and maybe that's part of it.
His
jersey unquestionably is going to be the highest selling jersey.
God bless, brother.
They talked about that on In the Loop with the McNairs, right? They talked about that yesterday. His jersey is going to do numbers. They know that already.
It already has.
And so maybe it is that they wanted to promote these other guys. Their other guys saw this as a perfect moment to allow others to be promoted in this way. Maybe that's it.
CJ is the type of guy that would say, let the others get some run. Yeah, I could see that. I would also then be the type of guy that said, hey, man, we got to have you in this, dog. Slide into this red one. Slide into that Ohio State red one that we got here for you.
I mean, they had images all around.
I would have photoshopped him into one of them.
The 713 Music Hall, and I'm just trying to remember.
Was there any sevens?
Man.
Tyler, was there any sevens? Because they had.
I can't remember.
I don't remember seeing. Like, I'm trying to remember seeing, like, his face or something like that. Or the jersey prominently featured. It was just weird. I ain't saying there's nothing wrong or nothing happening. It was just odd. You know, the biggest star here is kind of missing.
It jumped out to me. It jumped out to me a bit. Weird. But I don't think he's disgruntled, Tyler. Just back. Neither do I. I don't know, man. I felt like you did.
No, I was just explaining the comment of, you know, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I got to go wash that off, man. That didn't feel right.
I didn't either.
That didn't feel right, man.
It's disgusting.
I didn't like that either. Dirty's Daily coming up. We'll do our best to fill the void for him. Brandon has a take that I think is extremely interesting. I mean, extremely interesting. I cannot wait to hear the people. Can't blame me on this one, folks. I can't wait to hear the people and Tyler's response to this puppy. This ought to be interesting. That's coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.